destination, Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
On receiving Marlowe's thought message that he, Rocky, and Mitch had arrived back on Venus, Yan and Ann forced their way out of their prison. Fighting their way through the snake pit, they followed a tunnel they hoped would lead them to freedom. Meanwhile, Gorg and Yo near Garnum in the jet. With the help of friendly Venusians, Rocky and the others board a space bomber for Rama.
We gonna stick here till we rot?
Well, you heard, Marlowe. We've been grounded until a jet lands.
Well, the standoff!
It is enough. Well, how come? Vogue and Joe are in that jet tank.
Oh, no. Don't tell me them parrots are here.
So the control officer told Carter.
Oh, boy, that's torn us.
Yes, it could be very awkward, Mitch.
Listen to him, will you? That's the understatement of the year. Why, I'd bet $1 million that Gorg grounds and searches all the spaceships in this area.
Yes, and then again, he might.
But sure he will, Rocky. Look, before we know where we are, we'd be twiddling our toes in jail. And after all we've been through.
Now, listen, don't panic, Mitch.
Well, I'll start screaming, so we gotta go.
Don't be a complete idiot.
Oh, come on, Lucky, let's scram. Gorg and you'll be snooping around any minute. They'll shoot us on sight. Now, look, call Targa in here and let's take off.
Mitch,
huh?
I've told you we can't. We'll have to stay put for the moment.
Oh, fella, we can get away.
Yes, but not very far. They must know that we're in this area. And if we disobey orders, they'll put fighters on our tail.
Well, that'd be better than having Gorg on our tail.
Yeah. We just stay here until we get the all clear, and that's final.
Garnum in a few minutes, sire.
Have you any further reports from there?
Well, the officer commanding.
Who is it again?
Boffin. That dunderhead. Boffin says he has hundreds of men out searching, sire. Also, he has doubled the guards on all installations.
Yes, I expected all of that.
Well, that's all the news, sire.
I wonder why Rocky Starr came to the northern continent.
Perhaps it was easiest for him.
No. There will be a special reason, you know.
Naturally, he would not have returned to the south.
Why not? That is where his friends are. I come all the way up here, thousands of miles from them.
I cannot answer that.
What is he after?
Sire, always you ask me hard questions.
Would it be bombs or a spaceship?
No. There are plenty of them in the southern continent.
Not hydrogen bombs, you know.
What?
And why would he want a hydrogen bomb?
I said before that
I... Quiet, you. I do not require your answers. I'm thinking aloud. He's here for something. He's no fool. Rocky Starr has threatened to destroy me and...
To destroy him? Do I know why he is at Garnum?
You do, sire?
This is the first step in a plan to crush our invasion army on Rama.
That could not happen.
He will attempt to steal a hydrogen bomb and then attack Rama.
But how could he?
He will try. I am certain of that.
It is not possible.
Radio Boffin. Have him put guards around every spaceship in that area. When we arrive, you and I shall search those ships personally.
Rocky, that jet landed ages ago, and we're still stuck on the ground.
Oh, Mitch, stop worrying.
Listen, when Gorg and Yo poke the ugly mugs in here, you won't be so calm and collected.
Well, maybe I won't.
Well, Rocky, for Pete's sake, it's asking for trouble to squat here like a couple of roosters. Go and give Targa a yell, huh?
Rocky, Mitch, put on your space helmet.
Oh, boy, we're taking off.
No, Gorg and Joe are coming to inspect the ship.
Oh, giggling grasshoppers, we've had it.
Listen, Marla, is there any place we can hide?
Not here. And we cannot leave the cabin.
Oh, I see.
Oh, boy, will that parrot have the laugh on us.
Listen, Mitch, we're not beaten yet.
Not much. What can we do?
Get your helmet on for a start. Come on, quickly, shake yourself.
Okay. It's almost done.
All right, Marla, do you need any help?
No, I can manage.
Good girl. And don't forget to plug in your walkie-talkie radios. Come on, hurry it up, Mitch. They'll be here any second.
Okay, Rocky, my boy. Are you receiving me? Yes. You all right, Mama?
Thank you, yes.
You were so far so good, but what are we doing now? They recognize my ugly mug first pop.
Targa says to pretend to work on some electrical gear and to keep your back to them.
Oh, we're gone if they make us take off our helmets.
Targa is sure that he and Boffin can take you.
Listen, Mama, is this Boffin in our scheme?
Of course. He has always been against. Turn your back. Not working. They are in the airlock chamber.
Hey, listen, Marla, wait a minute. Who are we supposed to be?
The crew members were Clara, Wolf, and Maxim. Targa says for me to be Wolf and you, Rocky, Clara.
Right. Guess I'll have to be that guy, Maxim.
Do not speak unless you are forced to.
Careful. Here they come.
This way, sire.
Keep your fingers crossed, Mitch.
Fingers? I even got my eyes crossed.
You will not find them here. They would be idiots to hide in a spaceship.
Is this the crew, Buffin?
Say, yet in for 870.
Use Earthy's dunderhead as I have ordered.
I'm good, not happy.
Do as I command.
Yes, sire.
What are their names?
That one is Clara. Wolf, the one there. And this is Maxon.
You can recognize them without seeing their faces?
Yes. They are with me long months.
Why are they in spacesuits and helmets?
I understand they were ready to take off when we radioed Boffin.
They seem very busy.
Targer said
Let Boffin answer you. He is capable of it. Well?
They repair a slight fault in the electric gear.
It would be easier without helmets, surely.
Well, sire, it is good training. They are forced to wear them on Rama.
I realize that. What are their names again?
Clara, Wolf, and Maxon, isn't it, Buffin?
Yes.
Clara.
He not here with helmet on, sire.
Then have him remove it.
Remove it? Oh, yes, sire.
No,
be quiet. Well, do not stand there, Boffin. Do as you're told. Remove his helmet.
Yes, at once.
No, wait. Do not go near him.
Well, sire?
If I speak into this cabin microphone, he will hear me on the walkie-talkie. No?
That is so. His reply, come over the speaker there.
Good. Crowder? Crowder?
Sir?
Crowder, have you seen any strangers?
He does not understand.
Enough, you. Well, Clara? Answer me, Clara.
Sir?
Why ask him questions in Earthese, sire?
Had he been an Earthling, he would have fallen for that trick and replied in his own tongue. However, it seems that they are not the ones for whom we search.
Are you satisfied now, sire?
Yes, yes. Inform Tugger he may leave with the rest of the ships. Follow me, you. There are others to look over.
We will not find them this way.
Oh, boy. Hold it, Mitch. Why, they've gone. Watch it. That loudspeaker's still on. I'll fix it. Now, it's okay. They're well away. Oh, boy, were we lucky. I thought we were finished a couple of times.
I feel so weak I could faint.
Here's Tucker.
Oh, yippee.
Close the airlock and off we go. And we've a lot to do before we join up with Ann and Yan. Cut the babble and stand by for takeoff.
How are you feeling, Anne?
Oh, much better since we left those snakes behind.
Yes. You are not tired?
A little.
Well, in that case, shall we rest for a while?
Well, yeah, no, unless you want to.
No, I do not. You see, Anne, the further we go, the better. Someone will discover the guards, and then they will be after us.
Yes, of course. We keep moving.
Yes.
Where does this tunnel lead to?
To freedom, I hope. I did not even know that it existed. And I thought that
yes.
I...
Wait.
Yes?
Can you hear a funny noise?
No.
Didn't I hear a kind of... soft bark or something?
What is that kind of soft bark? Oh?
I must have been mistaken. Come on. Horrible down here, isn't it?
It is so.
Oh!
Anne.
Oh, something flew into my face. It's cold and clammy.
Well, then, likely a bat. There's sure to be lots of them in here flying around.
God. I suppose so. Gave me a fright, though. Oh, Anne, this tunnel's horrible. Your torch throws such eerie shadows.
Anne, perhaps it would be better if we rested, Anne.
No, no. Let's keep moving.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'll be all right.
All right, then, Anne, as you say.
Oh, Jan, this place is evil. I wouldn't be happy to get out of it.
I agree with you. It is foul smelling. But we must come to the end of it
listen.
Soon.
There it is again.
What?
Stop and listen. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Queer, frightening sound. Oh, Jan, let's hurry on quickly.
Anne, be careful.
I can't stand it any longer here. Dan, listen.
Come back. It is the barking spiders.
I can't.
You must. One bite from them means death. Come back.
Help me. I've caught in a huge spider. Help me.
In the dim torchlight, Yan stares with horror as he sees Anne struggling in the giant spider's web. In the distance, he hears the soft, coughing barks grow louder and louder. Can he save her? And what lies ahead of Rocky and the others as they speed through space toward Rama? Be sure to be with us for the next thrilling episode of the Rocky Star Adventure, Destination Venus.